First pitch to Guerrero is hit in the air right center. It's down for a base hit. Hit 1,000 for Guerrero as Springer goes around to third. And the Blue Jays will look for that baseball. Severino looking to toss it away. And the Blue Jays urgently trying to get the ball back. And they will. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has his 1,000th career hit.
That's a big one there. Hit 1,000 for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as the Toronto Blue Jays, winners of 11 of their last 12.
Mm-hmm. They've been on a run.
Have continued their tear and still hold on to first place in the AL East. What better excuse for me? Because I always look for reasons to get Pat Malacaro on the Western Hotline. And what better reason, though, than to see the Major League affiliate of the Buffalo Bisons in first place in their division. And now we bring in Pat on the Western Hotline. Pat, it's great to hear from you again. I'm hoping your summer has been a fantastic one so far.
Thanks, Derek. Yeah, it's been fun. And we're here in Moosic, PA for the Bisons and Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Game 5 of the series tonight. Some fun road trips. We're more than halfway through the season now, and tonight is game number 90 out of 148. So we're starting towards the back half of the season now, and it's crazy. I was telling someone the other day, it feels like the Bisons were on a two-week road trip and our first ever trip to St. Paul, Minnesota, and it ended on Mother's Day. And I don't know what happened between Mother's Day and 4th of July. 6 weeks just went by in the blink of an eye. You know, those long days but fast weeks and months. So it's a fun season so far, and excited to have a little break coming up with a small homestand we're going to talk about and kind of that sprint to the finish.
And of course, we'll talk plenty on the things coming up at the ballpark, downtown Buffalo, with the Bisons themselves as well. But as someone who does pull for the Jays as his team in the MLB here, I have been pleased with the run that Toronto has been on. Especially because of the fact that, like I said, 11 of their last 12 that they've won, they're 17-11 in one-run games. Like it's something where they know how to play their best baseball, it seems, in tight moments as of late, and have been able to take the AL East lead on their terms.
Yeah, and you want to sit there and say, well, of course, the winning streak was against the Angels, the White Sox, and even the A's a little bit, sure. But it also included a four-game sweep of the Yankees up in Toronto. So you only get New York in Toronto twice this year. You swept the four games last week, almost 2 weeks ago now. And if you're the Blue Jays, you will get the Yankees back in Toronto again another time at the end of the month. So you've got to take advantage of those, and the Blue Jays did. And I think, you know, we've talked in the past. Last year was a massive disappointment for the Blue Jays. They expected to not only be a playoff team. Look, this is a group. The core players on that team have pretty much been there. You know, there have been additions and subtractions, but pretty much since 2020 to now, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette have been the leaders of that offense. Sure, you know, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Teoscar Hernandez no longer there, but George Springer has been with the team since 21. They've been in the playoffs a couple of times. They haven't won a playoff game, period, since making that wild card run in 2020, getting swept by Tampa, then eventually at home against Seattle and by Minnesota in three playoffs in 4 years. So for the Blue Jays to not even make it last year, it was a chance, I think, to look in the mirror and reflect a little bit. And it's basically the same roster as last year, and even some players that are on the roster that have been injured haven't contributed, but you've gotten pieces like an Addison Barger, who was in Buffalo for the last really 2.5 years, 2 years and change, but he's a key contributor this year. Nathan Lucas, who's been up and down with the Bisons the last 3 years, he is getting a chance to play every day with injuries to guys like Dalton Varsho and even giving George Springer some extra rest as maybe the DH, so you have more outfield options. Well, all Nathan Lucas has done is gone out and be a solid defender and put the ball in play. And that's another part of this conversation too, Derek. You're talking about a Blue Jays team. They know who they are. They're going to hit a couple of home runs, but they're not a home run heavy team like maybe the Yankees. You know, Bellinger hits three yesterday for the first time in his career. You know what Aaron Judge is going to do. Giancarlo Stanton's paid to hit home runs. The Blue Jays strike out the least of any team in the league. So when you talk about a team that knows how to play within themselves, I think that's why you're seeing the Blue Jays. They didn't come out of nowhere. They took a step back last year, got back to where they needed to be, and are taking it a step further, I think, this year.
And also, part of this, and I know that it's going to pain Joe when I say this, when the Jays go on this heater, though, that starts a couple weeks ago, it also coincides with the Yankees, like, obviously sweeping a team that is directly affected with being in a losing slump of their own and causing it is a perfect double-edged sword for you there. But with the Yankees having that drop off a little bit there, but now you look at a team, though, with how Toronto is working, how balanced they do seem to be. Like you said, they strike out the least in baseball. The pitching has been solid for them, but it's not like they're blowing anyone away. It is just more or less, like you said, probably a return to form that has helped them the most.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the Yankees are finding a way to win games now. That, you know, their big win last night against the Cubs. They're trying to go into the All-Star break on a winning note. Even Boston has won eight straight games, and they've won, 11 or 12 or 12 or 13 now. So you're getting teams right at your heels now if you're the Blue Jays. So going to the All-Star break, feeling good about yourself, maybe pick up, win one of the next two for sure, and take two out of three against the Athletics and feel good. But then know that you've got the stretch run coming up. And you know the Yankees, look, they're dealing with injuries, more pitchers going down with season-ending injuries. You get Giancarlo Stanton back, but, you know, what does he have in the tank in terms of, you know, all the injuries have taken their toll on him. There are going to be injuries later in the season for guys, for all teams. But the one thing the Yankees are able to do is they're able to go out, and maybe not the George Steinbrenner Yankees of go get me anybody and everybody and money's no object, but still with Brian Cashman leading the team, he finds ways to go get talent. Look, a couple of years ago to getting Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Marlins, and now he is a big piece of their offense and why they are so good. So I think for you, if you're the Blue Jays, you're going to have to contend with, look, you're going to want to add, Ross Atkins has talked about adding a right-handed bat, maybe adding another arm to the rotation, but you're going to get an Alek Manoah back potentially in the middle of August. So you're going to have to contend with the teams around you and just continue to tread water in terms of just keeping them at bay. And that's really what I mean, not tread water, but just kind of keep them level off a little bit and see if you can just find your way towards the end of August into September with a fighting chance at the division against what could be a really tough American League East.
Pat, yesterday, Derek and I were, to bring it back to the home field a little bit here, Derek and I were talking about sports movies as a topic to close out the week on a Friday. And, you know, The Natural did come up, and we heard on a promo that A Night at the Ballpark is going to be Natural themed. Just wanted to ask about that. Will there be jerseys on sale? And what else is coming up at the ballpark here at Salem Field?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite nights, and somebody who grew up on the movie The Natural, not just because of the buys and connections. It's a fun baseball movie. It's vintage movie night coming up a week from today, Saturday, July 19, at Salem Field, 6:35 start time. The team is going to wear the Natural-themed jerseys. They're not New York Knights. They're Bisons jerseys modeled after the ones that the Knights would have worn in The Natural. I think they look really sharp. They're a cream-colored jersey with the blue pinstripes. It says Bisons across the front. And there's a retro cap as well that matches the jerseys. They're on sale right now. You can get them at Bisons.com or stop in the team store. They're for sale when the team is home next week. And that's another one of the projects that really is excited to see come to life for the Bisons. This is something a couple of years in the making. We've been trying to do this promotion for quite a while now. The movie will be shown after the game, as you mentioned. That is a fun element of it as well. My broadcast partner, Duke McGuire, who is in the movie, Kevin Lester, who is our official scorer in the movie, the one that actually had the bats, the Wonder Boy bats, made for Robert Redford. Those weren't props that were just brought in from Hollywood. They were made in a local shop, believe it or not. So they'll be part of the promotion and throwing a first pitch, Duke to Kevin, on next Saturday night. And I think it's just going to be a fun night at the ballpark. And if you go to Bisons.com, you'll see the vintage movie night promotion right at the front of the page. I also like the detail of the sleeves. And because they're the Natural themed, can't necessarily have all the elements of the Natural New York Knights jerseys, but we were able to have the Bump Bailey kind of lightning bolt sleeve patch on one side. And on the other side, I can't remember. It's been a year or two since I've seen the movie, and, you know, the detail is the detail. But like a league patch on the left side, it's like a red, white, and blue patch. Well, we've kind of replicated it, but in a tribute to Old War Memorial Stadium. So I think they're nice little subtle touches that we've been able to make our own a little bit of those vintage night movies in tribute to The Natural.
Pat Malachow joining us here on the Westura Hotline as the Bisons in action in Scranton tonight. 6:05 first pitch. You can hear that over on our sister station, The Bet 1520. Pat, when it comes to the Bisons, their season, it has not been a fun one as of late, especially losing six in a row now. But what has it been about the Bisons this season that you can at least look forward to when it comes to this team on the field?
Yeah, the wins and losses aren't there, and that's there's no sugarcoating it. But I think you go back to part of the conversation we had a minute ago about a guy like Addison Barger or a Nathan Lucas, who I know who hasn't been here in Buffalo outside of a small rehab assignment. But you look at some of the players that have been key contributors to the Toronto Blue Jays this year, whether it's Barger in the bullpen. He's back in Buffalo right now, but left-hander Mason Fluharty making his major league debut this year in over 30 relief appearances. Braden Fisher out of the bullpen. Paxton Schultz, who was up and down and now on the injured list for the Blue Jays. There have been more than just role players. They've been key contributors to the success that the Blue Jays have had this year. So when you talk about AAA being the backstop for the big leagues and you have that talent that can supplement your big league roster, whether it be due to injuries, trades, or what have you, a guy like Joey Loperfido, who was acquired in the trade last year for Yusei Kikuchi with the Astros, was in Buffalo hitting 270, consistent for the Bisons all year long, goes up to the big leagues and has a home run and a big factor in a win in Chicago this week against the White Sox. So you look at the wins and losses, they're not there, but the individual players that have been in Buffalo and have gone up to Toronto have been really impact players for the team and a reason why the Blue Jays have been so successful.
Pat Malacaro on the Westura Hotline. Pat, what heading into the All-Star break, I know you were talking about this a little bit, but just looking at the standings here, really the Orioles are the only ones out, the Rays, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and of course the Blue Jays at the top. Do you have, I don't know if you're a prediction guy or not, but going into the All-Star break, do you have a prediction of where the Blue Jays, where the Yankees, Red Sox could end up? Like, what do you foresee?
I won't make a prediction in terms of I don't know who's going to win the division at this point because, it could come down to, you know, a trade here or there, it's down the stretch. And I also don't like how in the way baseball is set up now. I like it, but I don't like it where you play everybody. You get a chance to see every team across the league now. It results in, you know, that unbalanced schedule where you don't get to maybe have those divisional matchups in September that you love to see. But I do think all three of those teams will end up in the postseason. Whether it's the Blue Jays win the division, the Yankees and the Red Sox staying where they are right now, 1-2-3, or somebody else. The Central has taken a step back this year. The West has looked really good, and you look at what Seattle's been able to do recently to get back in the conversation about being one of the top teams in the American League. I do think the Blue Jays, Yankees, and Red Sox will be in the postseason, and certainly if the Red Sox don't make it, you talk about a team that is a massive disappointment this year with the way that last year ended for them and the expectations of this year, that would be a step back for Boston for sure, even though they didn't make the postseason last year. I just think you look at what Toronto has right now, the depth that they've been able to amass between Buffalo and in the big leagues, and like I said, getting a guy like Alek Manoah back potentially for the stretch run this year, that's your proverbial, you know, acquisition of a player after the trade deadline, better than a trade, so to speak. So you look at what the Blue Jays could have down the stretch. It's going to be a tight race for all three teams, I think. But really, the Blue Jays and the Yankees probably fighting out for the division, and then the Red Sox just hanging in there along with Tampa Bay trying for one of those two wild card spots or one of those three wild card spots.
Yeah, you mentioned how well the West has been doing as well. Like, if only the Angels weren't allergic to being over 500, our friend Zach Jones would be part of the fun conversation here as well, Pat. But I'm fascinated to see if the AL East can sweep the wild card as well and hog it all to themselves, because the Rays are right now also holding on to that last spot. It'll be something interesting to see as the rest of the season unfolds, though, within Major League Baseball.
And I agree with you. And also, it's something you can't quantify, but we saw it in Buffalo with the Blue Jays in 2020 and 21. Teams rally around adversity. And what I mean by that is Tampa Bay, we know the hurricane that came through in September, the end of the season last year, and rendered Tropicana Field unplayable this year and potentially, you know, again, next year, who knows at this point, really, when Tampa Bay would be able to go back to their home ballpark. They're playing out of Steinbrenner Field in what is the Yankees Yankees spring training facility, their home. There's something about teams rallying around that adversity and finding a way to win. And you can't quantify it. You can't say, well, they won X amount of more games because they had that will to win. But it is something that I think you could point to when you look back at the end of the season and say, look, Tampa Bay always seems to be a team that drafts and acquires the right talent. Free agent-wise, they made a trade for a former Bison in Brian Baker just 48 hours ago, a reliever from the Orioles inside the division trade. So they're always acquiring talent. But there's something about not having a true home ballpark, not playing in your real home ballpark, that I think has been a rallying cry for that organization this year, and a reason why, when you look back at the end of the season, if they make the playoffs by a game or two, I really do think that could be one of those things that put them over the top.
Pat, it is going to be a wild finish to the seasons, both in the minors where you're all over and on the road and on the call for us on our sister station, but also for the rest of the MLB. Take a moment for that All-Star break. Kick it back. Well, you're going to have to keep going, though, because I know that you're not stopping anytime soon. But
I get 4 days off. Believe me, I'm taking 4 days.
Take those 4 days and kick back, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Pat Malacaro on the West Her Hotline there, as we want to talk all things on the diamond there, the natural theme night. That's
those jerseys
week.
Are sleek, by the way. I'm looking at one right now.
Next week, Saturday, as a matter of fact. So, at the very least, have an opportunity, a reason, an excuse to get out there. Get to the ballpark. Get to the ballpark. Go check it out. It's always nice to on a summer day to head downtown in Buffalo and take in a game there on the diamond. We'll wrap Sports Talk Saturday up. Coming up next here, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.